Undersecretary Michael Skouz told hundreds of officials from governments around the world, aid agencies, and industry representatives that the two international food assistance programs are important tools in the U.S. effort to support global food security and sustainable agriculture. But a day earlier in the conference, the international aid organization Oxfam staged what it called a visualization of a problem in the way some U.S. food aid programs are delivered. Two actors donned a donkey and an elephant's head to show neither Democrats nor Republicans are responsible for this problem. They sat across one another at an Oxfam booth in the exhibition hall playing games with a pile of corn.
I think it's Django they're playing right now.
Jim French is Oxfam's director of regional advocacy. He says everyone agrees food aid is needed and beneficial. The problem is the way it's delivered. For example, the government must buy U.S. commodities and sell them overseas to fund non-emergency development projects. French says there's a more economical way to achieve the same results.
Maybe taking that food aid money and instead of buying commodities, then reselling the commodities and having all those stops in between, it might work better simply to take that money, allow that to be dispersed to agencies doing development projects and go directly into that work.
Laws governing the way food aid is procured and transported also add to the cost of U.S. commodities. Lisa Keenan-Asfaw with Catholic Relief Services says the government frequently doesn't recover the cost of getting the food overseas.
Why would you take food from the U.S. all the way across the world somewhere, sell it on a market over there, and because of the constraints in the law, very often you're selling it at less than what it costs to get it there.
Over 50 years ago, U.S. food aid programs grew out of the need to get rid of U.S. agricultural surpluses. Today, those surpluses don't exist. And officials say development agencies on the ground say what kind of program should be put in place. But Patricia Shake, deputy administrator of the Foreign Agriculture Service with the USDA, says the government is always trying to assess what types of assistance are the most effective.
It's a very complex issue. There's no one tool that fits all situations, and so we'd like to see a program that's flexible.
The challenge is to create a program with flexibility that can accommodate the needs of U.S. agriculture, a mushrooming world population, and with it, growing food insecurity. Laura Ziegler, KCUR News.